I was visiting German friends in Dusseldorf. It was winter and cold outside. We left a house party at someone's apartment to pick up some beers from the market. Individual bottles and enjoyed on the way downtown to the Altstadt. But let's be clear, not enjoyed riding public transportation because that is not possible. I'm used to buying six packs of beer from the store, so to effectively buy a to-go bottle and enjoy en route to the next drinking location did not register in my realm of thinking. We get to the Altstadt and it's packed as usual. The bars and restaurants are warm inside, so people are jammed elbow to elbow, and many more are spilling into the street. For those who don't know, the Altstadt is downtown Dusseldorf, and at night turns from a shopping center into a long strip of bars and nightlife, kind of like a German version of Bourbon Street. My friend made his way to get a round of beers at one of these places, alt beer, of course. And when he returns, he hands me one and says, "It's too crowded here, let's go to another bar." "Okay," I said, "but let me finish this beer." "No, just bring the beer with you," he says. I can't just do that," I said. "Sure you can, let's go," he says. "But the bar probably wants the glass back and doesn't want people stealing it," I say. "They don't care about the glass," he says. "They don't care about the glass?" "They don't care about the glass. I know another place down the street." This went on for a while. But we left, glass in hand, walking to the next bar, drinking our beer. This is common when bar hopping in Dusseldorf, and has helped give the Altstadt its reputation as one of the world's more fun places to drink. What still bothers me to this day is how the bars got their generic beer glasses back. Do they just keep the glass from the bar next door? Do they return it? Are the glasses written off as a cost of doing business? Introducing the Beer Flight Podcast, a sampling of drinking paired with traveling. In the hills of Kigali, you'll find a craft distillery using local ingredients to make incredible whiskey. Every corner in Palermo, Buenos Aires has a world-class beer bar, and customers bring their own DJ equipment to play music. There are bars throughout Belgium. We're spending several days drinking it and doing nothing else in Belgium.
There was a place I found, they called the Beer Closet, translate from the Dutch, but you would get a thing that looked like a flower planter that was as wide as a beer bottle and a meter long, and you could get a meter of beer, and it cost a flat rate.
1 meter.
And you could get as much beer as you could fit, like whatever bottles would fit, whatever from this wall. And it was just 1 meter of beer, and it was like 25 euros or something. You got like 10 bottles of beer. Like, it was something. I don't remember much of what happened after that.
People of the world, join your host from Roundtrip Brewing Company for the Beer Flight Podcast as we offer a sample of drinking paired with travel. On each episode, we'll discuss drinking-related travel insights and unique cultural experiences to inspire your own drinking abroad. Because after you've seen the museums and taken the bike tour, you'll want to settle in to enjoy a tasty beverage with new friends. Grab a drink and travel along with us to a new destination in each episode.